So now we're going to learn a concept about templates. And some of you actually asked when we were doing the navigation, part of the reason I gave you the assignment that made it so that you had to highlight the navigation as you moved from page to page, right? You changed the color of the selected one by putting that class equals selected on there. And someone, I don't remember who it was, raised their hand and says, isn't there like a better way to do this? Isn't this like a frustrating waste of time to go through and make these stupid little changes in each of these files? And I said, yes, but not yet. Well, now is the day that we learn how to make the little thing move back and forth. And we're going to use what's called base templates. And so it turns out that when you build websites, there's a lot of material that's common from page to page. And like I said, when you've built those pages manually, it's frustrating. You get it right, and then you copy it, and then you have to go change something. And when you're doing three or four files, sure, you can do that. But if you literally, like say CTools or Sakai, have 1,000 different screens, the last thing you want to be doing is cutting and pasting 1,000 times, and then someone wants to change something, and you go like, oh, and you'll never get it right. So you want to be able to reuse that top bit that's really consistent from page to page. So the content body of the page changes, but not that navigation bit. So we're going to accomplish this by doing what's called making a base template and then extending the base template. This notion of base and extending is an object-oriented notion of a base class and extending it. Don't worry too much about that, but that's sort of where the term comes. So we're going to have the common code for our templates, the common HTML for our templates, in this file base.htm. So we're going to create a file, an additional file. So we're still going to have our same three files, and then we're going to have this file base.htm. And when we're done, these three files are going to be much smaller. And the common text is going to be in this one file. And so if we take a look at the two files, from there up, the only difference between these two files is one has class equals selected on index.htm, and the other one does not have class equals selected on index.htm, but instead has class equals selected on topics. And that's how you change the color of the navigation thing back and forth. Other than that, everything is the same. And it was probably frustrating to get it right because you had to validate and do all those things, and then if you cut and paste and you screwed that up, you had to revalidate every single page. And that would be really painful to revalidate every single page. Now, there is a bit of the code that is quite different from page to page. And it's the stuff that's in this content div. So we carefully just structured our pages to look almost identical. And the only thing that we change is this content div. So how can we make it so that we don't have to keep retyping all that crap over and over and over again? So we create this base template that contains the material that's common across all the pages. And so if you're following my outline for the assignment, you will take, first you'll make your files work by just bringing your three or four files across, and then you'll make the following change. You will make a copy of one of your files and call it base.htm. But instead, then you'll take out the content and you replace it with this little block code. This code here. Now, you were asking earlier, is there other syntaxes other than double curly brace? And the answer is yes, there is. There's curly brace percent. That's part of the little mini language of these templates. So what we're basically saying here in underscore in the file base.htm is there. This is HTML, and then there's a block. And I'm going to name this block the body content block. And again, I'm stupidly using the same string here as here. Sorry about that. They mean different things, but mnemonically, I'm just going to call them the same thing. They don't have to be the same. The div is just the div. That's just text. This yellow is just text. But this is code, basically, template code. So block body content, and then there's some stuff in here that's put in if you don't replace it. Okay? So this is a marker, much like the hint marker, except it's a block. It's a whole block that we're going to replace rather than just a little string that we're going to replace. Okay? Any questions? Okay. So then what you do is the index file, so that this left was your index file, that you've copied that to make base, and you've taken the content out and replaced it with this little block placeholder. And then what you do is you make the index file and you pull the only thing that's in the index file now is the stuff that's different. But we have to then add a little bit of code to this to say this index is going to use everything from base and then replace the block content. So what we really want to do is we're going to write some code to say, use all this base, and here I want to put this green stuff back in for index. And so this is how we do that. We add a little syntax to index.htm that looks like this. We say, and again, this orange bit is, again, this is now the entire index. So by the way, this is on your handout. The upper left is here on your handout, and the lower right is there on the handout. So it's the back half of your handout. So you don't have to write all this down real rapidly. So the base has... So the base has this little marker that says, we're going to put a block in here. This is our template. All the yellow is just stuff that's coming out. And then this is a placeholder for a new block. So this extends in index says, oops, pull all this stuff in. Pull everything from base in. Then the block bit says, while you're pulling it in, replace this stuff with this stuff. So it's just like the hint in the previous example, except replacing a whole block. So now index reduces to a very short bit. We say, suck in all of base HTM, and where it's marked block body content, put that in instead. Yeah?
Why is it selected?
Why what?
Why is the class selected for index? It should be index.html. So in base HTML, in the code for base.html.
Are you talking about my text? Are you talking? Okay, I'm still lost. Here?
Yeah. Why is the class selected
for? Oh, we're going to fix that next. We're going to fix that next. We still haven't solved the problem of moving the selected back and forth. First, we're just understanding how blocks work. Yeah. You're right. It's a mess. I broke it. What he's saying, okay, now I caught on. What he's saying is this happens to work for index. But the selected isn't going to move if you do this for the other three files, right? We'll get to that. The slides are coming, okay? So this is a bit of a regression because selected doesn't move anymore. We've saved ourselves some typing, but we screwed up the selected bit. Thank you. Good catch. Any other questions? So... if we take a look, what happens now is we have a template like index.htm and the render engine starts looking at that. As it looks at the index.htm, you have told it to read the base template. Pull that one in too. Then it also merges with this whole merged monstrous thing, whatever render data you've put in, and then it produces the rendered output, right? So it really takes its data from three places. It's got the little index bit, and it's got the base bit, and it's got the render data, and it grinds through all that stuff, and it produces the entire page in a string, which then our Python code sends back to the browser. Again, it's very much like what we did with a hint. The difference is the block of content to be replaced is coming from another template. Whereas in the hint, the string was coming from Python to replace in the template. Okay. Awesome. That's just a great slide. You can read that later. But as you correctly pointed out, I broke the navigation in this technique. It will always look like index.htm is selected. So the bug is that we need to move class equals selected up to the various things so the color moves back and forth. Right? Because that's what we did. That's how we did that. Right? We want the little topics to be black on the topics page, and we want the rest of them to be blue. And so that selected's got to move around. Okay? We've got the navigation, but we've always, because of what I chose to do in the base, index.htm is always selected and it doesn't move. So we need to change the page that's selected as we move from page to page. We need to put it on the current page, but not the other pages. So the solution is, we are going to inform the template what page we're on. We're going to tell it, you are the topics page, you are the sites page, you are the index page. And if you recall, we grabbed this path variable, which is which template we're going to use, and we've already passed that in. No, we haven't passed that in. We're going to pass that in. So now, as one of the render variables, I am going to pass in this little string under the variable path. And again, I'm being mnemonic by naming them the same thing. Don't get stuck with that. That can either confuse you or make it natural. We got this path variable. I pass it in as the path string to here. Okay? We're using it to identify the template, and we're passing the path in to the template as data. And this is what we do. We've added this block replacement, we've got the string replacement, and now we're doing an if test in our template. So these templates are these little funky languages. And they are kind of funky languages. They're not as elegant as Python is. They're often wordier. They're just not as powerful. There's kind of a philosophical reason why template languages are kind of funky, because they don't want you doing too much in templates, so they kind of make it a little painful. But here's the new template language. What this basically says is, if this render variable path is equal to /sites.htm, emit this line of text, otherwise emit nothing. And this is like if equals and if equals. That's just the syntax. It's ugly. And then in the case that if the path is topics.htm, emit class equals selected. So these are two bits of conditional HTML generation. And if the path is /sites.htm, this will come out, but this one won't. Okay? And so you see how I can render. This is in the base file, by the way. But path is passed in to the render phase, and so the selected can pop back and forth. And so the way this renders is, The way this renders is, in the case that we're on topics, you will see this line come out, this doesn't come out, that line comes out. If we're on top in topics, that line comes out, this line does come out, and this one doesn't come out. Now I'm really taking advantage of the lack of the fact that white space and new lines don't matter. So this is still over here. That is my A tag. It just happens to be split across three lines. And this is an A tag that doesn't have class equals selected. That is an A tag that has class equals selected. So the class equals selected pops in and out based on the path variable that Python passes into us, conditionally including HTML in our application. Any questions?